Then let us pray. Good morning, gracious and loving God. With many needs, we come before your throne. And now, in a moment of silence, would you hear our hearts as we center them around you and find ourselves in your presence. Gracious and loving God, as we lift our hearts before you, we realize that nothing is hidden from you, that you see within us the good and the bad, the happy, and even the sad. And Father, for the needs that have been lifted before you today, we intercede with prayers of petition. And certainly for the care that Morgan has lifted up in the mental stability, distress, problems, and anguish that often go masked and unseen until something tragic comes of it. Father, may we be more loving and observant and willing to take a little more time. Father, not that we may can prevent it, but Father, if we don't take that time, how can we? But Father, we need you to give us eyes to see and a heart to hear and a mind to discern all things around us. For Father, you are willing to reach out and touch the broken, bind up the wounds, and give hope and comfort. And Father, you have us as your agents. You honor us in letting us work with you to touch the lives of others. So Father, we just pray that we can be faithful in that. Empowered by your Holy Spirit, given your grace and mercy to serve. And Father, that brings us to seeking forgiveness. Help us to humble ourselves before your very throne and to seek your strength, your will, and your way, and not our own. For Father, you know all about us, even the number of the hair on our heads. And Father, you want good for us. So may you give us strength to trust that and to live into that and to follow that. And Father, for the other needs we've lifted aloud today, you've heard our plea. And Father, we trust in you that you always hear us when we pray, and that in love, through grace and by mercy, you answer our prayers. And Father, we do continue to pray for our church here, but other churches in this community. Father, as we look around, we see there are many ways people suffer, and many things that are going on that are just not advertised. There are people hurting in ways that only you know. So Father, we pray that the churches that would proclaim the grace and love of Christ would be beacons of hope. And Father, may we be that beacon too. And Father, we pray for our nation. So much is going on, from the devastation of storms, earthquakes around the world, shooting in Las Vegas. But so much more is going on that we don't see. And around the world, we see tragedy upon tragedy upon tragedy. Father, maybe so much tragedy that it hardens our hearts a little. Maybe it numbs us to what's going on. Maybe it hardens us. So, Father, may you tenderize our hearts with your Holy Spirit, that we would have empathy, compassion for those around us. And, Father, we pray for our nation, the leaders of our nation, those who serve our country. We pray for the nations around the world, that there would be peace, and that you would be proclaimed as the way, the truth, and the life, the Messiah, the Savior, Redeemer, Comforter, the one who would stick closer to us than a brother, and that we would know and claim the promise that where two or three are gathered, you are in their presence, and that you also promised you would be with us always, even unto the end of the age. So, Father, we bring it all to you today. But, Father, we would ask one more thing. It's not all bad, is it? Let us see the good that is going on. A newborn baby and a family's love embraces. The growing of children, the sharing of families, the touching lives in the middle of tragedies, those who are willing to go the extra mile, to get involved. Father, there is good going on. Let us see that too. Let us see you at work. And Father, may we be inspired to join you in work. And now would you hear us as we pray together as you taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever. Amen.